You're listening to SBS News.
It was a phone call that would change the lives of 18-year-old Vietnamese migrants Yen Truong and Hoi Nguyen, now residing in South Australia.
My school had confirmed a COVID-19 case, and my feeling is really nervous and worried.
That was Yen Truong. She and Hoi Nguyen are the Year 12 students who are among 1,100 people forced to isolate as part of an Adelaide cluster in August. Theberton Senior College was closed after one of its students tested positive for COVID-19. Hoi was considered a close contact. With short notice, he packaged some belongings before police escorted him to a hotel for a 14-day quarantine.
Last day, I never forget. 1 hour, I just collect everything I need, my laptop, my phone, just two or three clothes, and that's all.
As a result, Hoi lost his casual job, as did his wife and mother, who were also told to self-isolate.
Everyone in my family, they so very really worried.
Theberton Senior College, which has a large multicultural intake, says it has 8 bilingual support officers who speak more than 20 languages between them. It says it did all it could to support students and staff, keeping in regular contact with those attending school via text or Zoom. Yen had to isolate at home and, like Hoi, found herself out of work. She says her employer didn't understand the COVID messaging and considered her a risk to their business.
It affects my mental health because the people in my workplace, some of them just confused about my situation.
Tamara Stewart at Multicultural Youth South Australia says they've been inundated with similar reports of migrant students among the Theberton cluster facing discrimination by their employers and even by their own families.
And being told that they're not welcome back at home anymore because their families are concerned that they're either contagious or that they have COVID-19, which is definitely not the case.
The organisation is urging the state government to create cultural liaison officers, similar to the successful community constable model used by SA Police, to help break down cultural barriers and reduce the stigma of being associated with a COVID cluster.
Having those community liaison officers to go out there and to speak with families and to alleviate that misinformation and to give them really clear understandings of what COVID-19 is, what the impact, how to keep themselves safe, how long they would be, you know, infected for is really, really crucial, particularly in refugee and migrant communities.
A statement from SA Health says it does have interpreters available for people who test positive and their close contacts, and they're working closely with community organisations to ensure migrant and refugees have the correct information. But aspiring teacher Yen says there's no substitute for human support.
Yeah, that really great idea. So that's what I think at the beginning when I have a problem with my workplace. Yeah, so I really want to someone, the expert in that field, to explain for them, because if I explain, they might not trust me.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sam Oakley, SBS News.